Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Etta B. Harbin. We're going to be discussing her amazing book, The Truth About Ruth. If you want to gather everything that Etta has in store, well, you got to head over to her personal site, okay? EttaBHarbin.com is really going to be a one-stop shop for everything that she has in store. You're going to be able to find more information on Etta herself, more information on this fantastic book, as well as keep yourself abreast on everything that she has coming up. So once more, that's EttaBHarbin.com. And I will say, Etta was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business, Authors Press. So if you or anyone you know have a book that they'd like moved, I'm telling you, people, you could do no better than Authors Press. Contact them, have them take your literary creation to the next level. They're one of the best in the business to do it. And you can find out more information on them at authorspress.com. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Etta here on the line. So without further ado, let's bring her here with us. Etta, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's truly a pleasure to have you with us. And Etta, I know we have a lot of information to cover, but before we go into the book, I think it's important to hold off slightly so we can learn a little bit more about you. So let's start there. Tell our listening audience a little bit more about your background, please.
Well, I am a native Floridian. I'm an Army veteran, mother of three adult children and three grands. And I grew up in a devout Christian home in the largest Pentecostal denomination in the United States. So you know, if you grew up in that denomination, if you were not a member, your eternal resting place was not going to be a pleasant experience. But my husband and I became disenchanted with the church, so we left. And in 1988, we founded Mishkan Tahila Worship Center, and that's Hebrew for Tabernacle of Praise. The ministry is now in its 32nd year, and it continues to thrive.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Etta, first and foremost, congratulations on what sounds like a beautiful family that you've surrounded yourself with. Congratulations on the church that has really, I mean, you said 30 plus years that it has been thriving. That is a beautiful thing. And also, thank you very much for your service in the Army. And listen, a thank you never seems like it does quite enough. But yeah, that's all I have to offer at this time, Etta. But we truly do mean it here through People of Distinction. Thank you very much for your years of dedication protecting our liberties here in the States, because you know we're forever indebted to you and your military brethren. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Etta, without further ado, of course, today's interview is all about your book, The Truth About Ruth. So let's jump right in. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, The Truth About Ruth is based on my personal experiences as a Christian, and embedded in Christendom is the patriarchal structure of the church, and it systematically devalues women. And so you have female populated pews and receiving sermons from male-dominated pulpits about how to remain pure, how to remain holy, and stay in your place so that, like Ruth, God will reward you with a husband like Boaz. However, the men are not held to a Boaz moral standard. They openly flaunt their sexual misconduct without consequence. And so I begin an extensive study of Ruth that reveals some truth that the men intentionally or unintentionally omitted, but it does fulfill their own desires.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You know, Etta, I want to start off at the ground floor, okay? Let's start off at the most basic level here. So the title of your book is called The Truth About Ruth. Now, for those of our listening audience members that do not come from a biblical background, right? They weren't raised in the church. Who was Ruth?
Okay, Ruth was a Moabite, and she is in her land. And Israel, I don't want to get too in-depth with the history to confuse you, but she's a Moabite that should have had no relationship with Israel. But she ends up marrying this Israelite man, and he dies. And so she leaves there and goes with Naomi, her mother-in-law. And I'm sure most of them, they may not know. But anyway, she goes to Israel, follows her to Israel. She leaves her land. And she's there alone and with her mother-in-law, who's ailing and not well. And they have no sense of security. So they devise a plan on how to survive without a male in their home.
You know, and following off of that, Etta, now that we know about Ruth, of course, we know that Ruth was not the only woman in the Bible, right? So there could have been a number of women that you decided to write about or even caption in your title. Now, of course, from your description, we know that the book largely revolves around the misogyny that is really embedded in the Bible and in religion. Covering inspiration now, Etta, what inspired you not only to write this book, but also to write it and categorize it around Ruth?
I categorize it around Ruth because she is what the men from the pulpit hold up as a standard, a moral standard for women. And so, it, as you said, it's also embedded in every sermon that comes across the pulpit about the purity that women must maintain in order to be accepted or valued, not only by the church and society, but by God as well. So they set up these standards for the women. And so after my personal experiences and in the church, I began to delve into study it more because I'm perplexed. How can a great God have a different standard for women, but the men are allowed to flaunt their behaviors without penalty, without consequence? And so not just Ruth, but every woman in there that they can bring into the picture to keep the female pure and whole and in place and nice, and a nice little girl, nice little women. They use them to reinforce the women, and the women cling to that narrative, and it keeps them in bondage. And the goal is to free them and to empower them.
You know, Etta, listen, you said a mouthful there, okay? And we can go down the rabbit hole just with that one concept. You know, and that's often been, listen, my listening audience knows this, right? I've mentioned this on a number of occasions. I've always been someone that has considered myself spiritual, more so than religious. And you know, that doesn't mean I haven't had my curiosities. But my biggest issue when it has come to organized religion is that manipulation, right? Is the way that it, for the most part, right, when we look through history, religion has oftentimes been used to manipulate and control communities, right? Be it women, be it whatever the case may be. So I love what you're saying, and I'm right there with it because there are a lot of contradictions found within. And I love the fact that you're pointing that out. So the follow-up question that I have to that, Etta, who would you say is your intended audience with this book?
Christian women specifically, women in general, and the men need to hear.
Absolutely.
So all of Christendom.
There you have it. People, again, we're here on the line with Etta B. Hardman. Okay, we're discussing her amazing book, The Truth About Ruth. That's available for purchase through her personal site, and that's EttaBHardman.com. Now, Etta, next question that I'd love to get into, and thank you very much for everything that you've offered so far. Really a curiosity for myself, but what would you say was a highlight for you in writing this book, Etta? Or if not a highlight, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't anticipating before you began?
What truly surprised me was the degree to which erroneous teachings have pervaded Christendom and is being used as a means to keep women in place, keep them pure and holy, but it's inconsistent with biblical teachings. So it surprised me that male-dominated pulpits will continue to promote ideas that were inconsistent with what the Bible truly teaches. How in the world could you do that? So it's motivated from a place of maintaining power and maintaining their own desires. So to fulfill their own desires, to build empires, to use the Bible and mischaracterize the original intent of God, destroys every system in place that would support healthy homes, healthy churches, and a healthy society.
You know, Etta, what would you say was one of the hardest parts of the book? Well, when it comes to the process that you went through writing this book, was there one part in particular that you would categorize as the hardest part?
Yes, absolutely. The hardest part was about Ruth's visit to the threshing floor. And that was difficult because Christendom has characterized her as being so pure and so holy and a person that the women should emulate. And so because they've sanitized that visit and they veiled it into such a pure, innocent action without going into any more, it was difficult to unsanitize that which they had sanitized. And so you're going against popular thoughts of her purity and then to find out what really happened. She leaves a blueprint that would bring freedom to women.
I love that. Etta, listen, I know about your past. I know about this book. I want to know about the future. Please tell me there's another book on the horizon. What's upcoming for you, Etta?
What's upcoming is more truth about the women of the Bible that will absolutely empower Christian females. Some are really not just in the United States, but in the United Kingdom. You have single Christian women just leaving the church. And once they find out the truth from God's perspective, rather than a male perspective, when they find out the truth about what God has revealed for women in general and his view of the female as being equal, then they can remain in their churches, declare the truth, and bring about needed change so that the world can really view the woman through the eyes of God and not their distorted view to maintain power and selfish desires. But change begins at the bottom. So the women need to be free. And the truth is what makes you free. And so when they really uncover the truth of the Bible from God's perspective, you will see the freedom. And hopefully it permeates all of society so that women and little girls can see that God does not see them as less than, but equal to his created being.
Listen, people, I'm telling you, this is so much more than a book. This is so much bigger. It truly is a movement, what we're discussing here. I absolutely love it. And you know, there's more in store. As Etta just said, there's other books on the horizon. So make sure you're checking back in frequently to her Amazon, Barnes & Noble pages, and also her personal site so you can stay on top of everything. You know, Etta, as we close out here, you know, I love having this platform. Being an artist myself, I always want to try to find opportunities to pay it forward, in a sense, for other artists out there listening in. Now, Etta, you are someone that has been through the process. You've written your narrative, but you've also taken it a step further and gotten it published. And anyone that's been through the process understands writing the book is only half the battle. So I want to take this opportunity for any new writers out there listening in, Etta. What are some words of wisdom that you could potentially offer them about the journey they're getting ready to take?
I absolutely recommend that they keep a pad and pencil everywhere they go, especially when they're about to retire for the night, because those ideas will come flooding and they will think, okay, that's good. I'll remember that tomorrow. Really? When you wake up tomorrow, you can't even remember what it was. So you'll be caught up in revisions, and you don't want to get lost in revision after revision. So you want to keep remain ready at all times. If you're going out to dinner, pad and pencil, go to sleep and wake up, get up and record it immediately, so you can hold on to that truth and that great nugget that needs to be in that book to bless, deliver, and free others.
I mean, people, what she's talking about here is practice makes perfect, right? At any moment, you never know when the inspiration is going to strike. Well, when it does, you want to make sure that you're prepared to jot it down. Because listen, I can absolutely attest to some of my best ideas have happened creatively at night, right? Right before I'm about to go to bed. I don't know why it happens, but it's happened like that so often. And I'll tell you, there have been a number of occasions where I didn't write it down. And then the following morning, it's right there. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't reach it, right? I absolutely love that advice. And people, you know what I love even more? Is we are at the end of the interview now. We've discussed so much information, but yet we've barely scratched the surface. I'm telling you, there's so much left to be discovered, and there's only one way for you to discover it. It's called The Truth About Ruth, and it's by Etta B. Harbin. And also check into her personal site, because like she has stated, there's more on the horizon. There's more to come. People, I'm telling you, the education doesn't stop with this book, but it absolutely starts with it. Head on over there today and pick it up. It's a fantastic book to add to your shelf, an even better gift to add to someone else's. So you know where to go. Etta, this has been an absolute pleasure. Such an honor. I really do mean that. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Thank you.